The city of Bethel received $8.4 million in CARES Act funding and has allocated $1 million of that for Bethel-based businesses. That $1 million will be distributed through the newly announced Bethel Business Recovery Grant Program. Here with me to talk about the grant program is Acting Finance Director John Sargent and Executive Director of Bethel Community Services Foundation, Michelle DeWitt. Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
John, let's start with you. Can you tell us in a sentence or two, what is the Bethel Business Recovery Grant Program?
The Bethel Business Recovery Grant Program is a way for the city of Bethel, to use some of that CARES money to get it in the hands of local businesses. We have 538 local businesses with Bethel business licenses, and we know many of them were impacted negatively by the COVID-19 pandemic around March, April. And this is a way the city can help with some economic recovery.
538 businesses. And I imagine that not all businesses are eligible. Can you talk about the criteria? Who is eligible and who is not eligible?
Sure, Katie. And this is Michelle speaking from BCSF. The city identified several eligibility criteria that businesses must meet in order to apply for or receive the money. So a couple of key ones are that the businesses must be located within the city of Bethel. Now, that does not mean the business owner has to live here, but the business has to have some sort of permanent physical or employee presence in the city. Businesses must have a valid business license with the city of Bethel that was established no later than January 1st, 2020. And then there's some information around eligibility that stresses the intention to remain in business into 2021, the ability to expend grant funds by December 15th, and compliance with sales tax filings, repayments for debt incurred, and a stop date for old debt. And all of that information is in the guideline manual that comes with the program.
Okay, and once an application is filled out, who decides if the applicant is granted funding?
There is a city review committee that is formed to review each grant application and make sure that eligibility criteria are met. And the thing about this program is it's non-competitive, which means that a business that applies and is eligible to receive a grant will get a grant. So that review committee is simply ensuring that the business that applied is eligible to receive the funds.
And as far as the funding goes, I understand there are 6 tiers of funding. Can you talk a little bit about that? How do you decide how much money a business is eligible for?
Sure. There are 6 tiers of funding, and it's based on 2019 gross revenue. So a business, for example, that had gross revenue in 2019 of $5,000 to $24,999 would be eligible for a grant of $1,500. And those tiers increased by steps all the way up to a business that would have gross revenue of $500,000 and above, which would be a grant of $25,000. I should also say that, there is a finite amount of funding available for this program. So while each of these ranges have an assigned grant amount, if more requests come in for funding than funds are available, the city will recalibrate these ranges accordingly.
Not only that, but we're already ready for phase 2 for another round.
Yeah, tell me about that. What would phase 2 look like?
Right, Katie. So there are 2 scenarios. One would be that, potentially with 538 businesses, And knowing not all of them would be eligible, but if a response rate is extremely high and eligibility is, extremely high, the amount requested exceeds the $1 million, we'll have to recalibrate the funds available. in the alternative scenario, it's possible that we'll receive applications and still have money left in the $1 million allocation. If that happens, then we'll go out as Ron said for a round two of grant availability.
What can businesses spend this money on?
Well, businesses can spend the money on things that affect their business, things that tie to their business. And some of this money is going to be used to fill holes. Maybe they covered expenses with personal savings. So we expect this money to make them whole. Not every dollar of this money has to be spent on something new. It could be covering past expenses that were incurred trying to keep their business alive, or just to fill revenue gaps, right, Michelle? I mean, some businesses that shut down completely because they were required by the state of Alaska, I mean, we'll help fill the revenue that they would have made in that case.
And John's exactly right. This is intended to help businesses recover, and that includes their missed revenue opportunities while businesses were complying with the various health mandates. So businesses might choose to apply for a grant that is a grant that sort of looks back at their impacts and mitigates some of the losses that they experienced. They may also treat this grant as a bit of a look forward. What do they need to do to modify their facility or protect their employees or their customers for the upcoming months of remaining in business in the context of the pandemic? And so any of those scenarios are perfectly appropriate use of these funding, of this funding. Payroll, safety measures, all of those are viable sources of, or viable expenses for this source of funding.
And once a business is granted the funds and spends it out, is there a lot of reporting back that has to happen? Do they have to kind of explain how they spent the money, or is it sort of an honor system?
Very minimal. There's really no report back required. The business will self-certify about a number of items when they apply, and they will explain their impacts and how they intend to use the funding in the application process itself. However, and this is a big however, a business must be ready to supply the information the city might need if an audit or if a contractor requests that information or if the city staff requests that information. So it is really important that businesses spend the money in an allowable way and maintain the records that show that they did have business losses, that these funds were used to assist, or that they spent the money on appropriate items related to COVID-19. So that would mean keeping any receipts or just keeping your business records in such a way that you could show that the funds were used the way that the federal government intended them to be used, which was to address economic harm from this public health emergency. So every business will not be required to submit a report at the end, but every business should be ready to prove, if asked, how the funds were used.
Okay. And John, can you talk about some of the goals with this funding? Why is it so important to grant money to local businesses at this time?
Okay. The city is fortunate to be have an opportunity to give out this 8.4, to use this 8.4 million for COVID 19 related items. City of Bethel is trying to quit. We have a December 31st, 2020 deadline. We have to get this money in use. We've gotten 4 million. We've gotten half of the money already. It's sitting in a bank account. We want to get this money out. We realized right away Bethel Community Services Foundation is a great partner with a lot of experience giving out grant money and administering money appropriately. So it was a great partnership with them. They can quickly, we can give $1 million to BCSF. We can be part of the program, part of the process, and the city has just given out $1 million. So we need to get that money in play, and we want to focus on the local community, help businesses. We know small business drive any economy. I mean, 538 businesses, we're there to help, and we want to do what we can.
Michelle, can you talk a little bit about BCF's role in the grant-making program?
Sure. We, Bethel Community Services Foundation, is serving as a contractor to the city on this project. So we provided assistance developing the program, the guidelines, the eligibility, alongside the city, production of the materials, all of those kinds of aspects of the program.
Marketing.
Yeah, and then the next thing that will happen is print materials rolling out to all of the businesses. We will make sure that all of that happens, providing an online form for businesses who wish to apply online. So really some of the back office work related to the program. And all of this is done in consultation with a team that was assembled by the city to help inform the parameters, to help inform information about the private sector, the businesses that have licenses with the city. So this is really a partnership, and we are happy to partner. It's been an excellent process. We've worked very quickly. The city just passed in July its CARES budget, and so the fact that we've gone from a passed budget to a program,
ready to roll out program.
Yeah, rolled out program on July 24th is really, really remarkable. And everyone's worked very diligently on this, from the city manager to the city finance department to the city clerk to the city attorney. There's been really great participation alongside BCSF. And I should also say that a couple of other partners have weighed in on this, and that includes Alaska Municipal League and the 4-Acre Group. They've been essential partners alongside all of us in creating this program.
That's great. And Michelle, you kind of wear two hats. You're the executive director of BCSF, and you're also on city council. How did you navigate that?
You know, it was fairly easy to navigate in the sense that I just recused myself at my city council level from all matters related to CARES Act, the CARES Act budget. So, for example, at the meeting where the budget was adopted, I declared a potential conflict of interest. The mayor ruled that, in fact, it was a conflict of interest, and I left, you know, the area where city council sits, and in fact, I even left the room and sat in the lobby while they contemplated and later passed the budget. So I've completely walled myself off from CARES when it comes to city council, and am only involved with CARES from the perspective of my employer. And that's how we've addressed that.
Great, thank you. And I've looked at the application, and it looks surprisingly simple and easy to fill out. And I personally love an easy grant application. Was that intentional in the design?
Absolutely. The application is meant to be simple, quick. We estimate 20 minutes to fill it out. And not only are we going to have this available on BCSF website, city website links, city Facebook page, we are going to mail every one of those 538 businesses a copy in the mail. So everybody will have an opportunity to apply. That's helpful.
It sounds like you can apply on paper, online. There will be a lot of information rolling out. What's the deadline for this?
The deadline is August 10th at 5 p.m. So it's about a three-week period of time where this program is open. And it's really important that interested businesses make this deadline, August 10th at 5 p.m. And we are accepting submittals every way you can imagine to try to make this easy for businesses. So the online application is an option, and I'll give that address in a minute. In person, postmarked at the mail, email, and fax And there's a couple of important pieces of information about this, Katie. And one is we are using a special email at BCSF to communicate about this program. And the email address is COVIDBusiness, COVID business, at bcsfoundation.org. And we also have a web link that goes directly to the application, and that's bcsfoundation.org/COVIDBusiness. So we are trying to make this as accessible as possible. If someone emails, a business emails us and requests an electronic copy, we'll of course email it out. We'll have applications translated if any businesses need a translated version of the application. Our goal is to make this very accessible.
One other thing I was curious about, the city also approved funding for nonprofits. Is the city rolling out another grant-making program for Bethel-based nonprofits in the near future?
Yes, we are. We are also partnering with Bethel Community Services Foundation on that project. The city's going to spend another $1 million to help nonprofits improve their economic situation. So similar rules and regulations, but BCSF is going to roll that out probably in a week or two, Michelle?
Yeah, so the difference in the role with this business grants program, the Bethel Business Recovery Grant program, BCSF is serving as a contractor, and the city will be the check writer and assemble the committee to ensure eligibility for this program, et cetera. The nonprofit program will look a little different. That $1 million will come to BCSF directly, and we have a plan to implement three levels of grant making from the nonprofit grant making pot of money, and that's another $1 million, as you said. And briefly, if it's of interest to listeners, the three areas of the nonprofit grant making will be development of a program to help individuals with rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, et cetera. And we're developing that now. So that's an individual assistance program, and it will be administered by a nonprofit. Then there'll be a non-competitive program for nonprofits that looks very similar to what we just discussed for businesses. That'll be any 501c will be eligible for that, so any 501c. And then there'll be a third level of grant making from that program, which will allow for more development of responses by the nonprofit sector, and that will be a competitive grant-making program. So the first one that will look a bit like this business grant-making program, again, will be non-competitive. If you've been harmed and you're eligible, apply. And then a third program, which will be, ideas to respond to or change your programming that will probably be, higher grant numbers that will be a competitive process.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the business recovery program or anything else we've discussed?
The City of Bethel is happy to start this program, and we want to get the money rolled out as fast as possible. So we are moving fast and furious to get this money into the hands of local businesses and nonprofits, and we're ready for round two, round three, whatever it takes to get the money out into the community of Bethel.
And I would add that businesses shouldn't delay in looking at the materials, reviewing them, and applying. They have till that August 10th at 5 p.m. deadline, but this is a quick process. We've made it a simple process. We want to hear from folks, and if businesses have questions, they can contact Kate McWilliams at the BCSF office. And our phone number is 543-1812. And the email for Kate is the email address I shared earlier, which is covidbusiness@bcsfoundation.org. And Kate will be happy to answer questions and consult with the city when it comes to eligibility determinations and so on. So don't delay. If you've been harmed, apply for the money. If you need to make some modifications to your business to respond to the pandemic, apply for the money. This is how the money was intended to be used, and we want to get it out into the community.
Thank you for joining us for Coffee at KYUK. That was City of Bethel Acting Finance Director John Sargent and Executive Director of Bethel Community Services Foundation, Michelle DeWitt, announcing the Bethel Business Recovery Grant Program. If you are a Bethel-based business, you are likely eligible for COVID relief funding through this program. For more information, visit www.bcsfoundation.org/COVID-business. Or email covidbusiness@bcsfoundation.org. And be sure to apply by August 10th at 5 p.m.